You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon. My name is Brian Patterson. I'm the police chief for the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority Police Department. And I want to discuss an incident that took place at the airport today. At approximately 7:30 a.m. this morning, a vehicle intentionally breached gate one at the Buffalo Airport, gaining access to the secure area. Once inside the secure area, the vehicle crossed a taxi runway before being apprehended outside of a training airplane near the middle of the airport. Transit police officers were notified and alerted by an allied security guard assigned and posted at gate one, which allowed us to respond extremely quickly. In fact, from beginning to end, the apprehension took place within 6 minutes. After apprehending the subject, officers secured the scene and rendered it safe by employing canine sweeps. Our detectives arrived on scene and began processing the scene immediately. Behind me are the men and women that make up the our airport division, and I would like to thank them as they all played a very important role in making sure we had a successful conclusion to what was a very scary incident. At this time, we are partnering with law enforcement partners, specifically the FBI. I want to make you aware that this is an ongoing investigation. Much of the information that I've given you is general, and that I will not be able to offer any specifics, as I do not want it to impede the integrity of the investigation. And so at this point, I think that is a general understanding of what happened, and we just wanted to make the public aware.
Part of that specifics, you can't tell us who it is?
That is part of it, yeah. We do have someone in custody, but we're not going to give out any personal information at this time until we get our investigative resources in place and get our partners in place.
Is it a local resident or someone from out of the area?
It's a local person. We think at this time it's a local
male,
person.
Female?
Male.
Did that lead you to believe that this was intentional?
At this point in time, you know, from taking a look at video, some witnesses, again, we had an allied guard on site, and so listening to his account, we come to the conclusion that this was intentional.
What type of charges could this individual face? State?
There will be a number of charges, state and federal. We obviously, as the investigation unfolds, charges can be elevated. We know that factually, we have a felony criminal mischief charge. There's a criminal trespass charge. Those are the factual charges that we have in place at this time. But as our investigative partners get involved, those charges could be elevated.
What type of vehicle hit the gate?
At this time, I don't want to talk about the make and model of the vehicle. We do know that it was, I can say it was a truck that was involved in the incident. I'll describe it. Yes, it was a pickup truck.
We're hearing from a source this might have been a former police officer. You can't comment on that at this time, can you?
At this time, I will not talk about any particulars with the subject in custody.
This incident didn't disrupt anything at the airport. Everything was able to operate as normal.
That's a very good question. Because of the swift actions of the officers, including the information flow that began with this security guard, we were able to bring this to closure within 6 minutes. All of the personnel were notified, including the control tower, and they were able to take action to ensure that it did not disrupt airplane traffic.
Because 7:30 in the morning is kind of one of your busier times of the day. You would think there might have been some disruption air traffic.
Yeah, there's people behind me that can tell you what the busiest times of the day are. We were, what I've heard earlier, would have been busier. We just happened to be at a time where we did not have heavy traffic flow in terms of plane activity.
Can you explain again where the path this truck took once it breached the gate? You know, was this an active part of, you said it was a taxiway?
Yeah, so the vehicle did cross several pathways. One is a taxiway. The second pathway was a runway. And finally, the individual was apprehended on an inactive runway outside of a training plane.
And was it an active taxiway, active runway, and then apprehended on an inactive runway?
That's correct.
How fast was the vehicle going to get that far into the inner circle of the airport?
Yeah, we don't know that answer. The investigation will hopefully determine the speed and behavior of the driver.
Do you have any idea what this individual was intending to do?
We don't. So this is part of the investigation to understand the intent behind this individual's actions.
Can you comment on whether or not you found any weapons or anything in the vehicle?
At this time, I don't want to talk about. Again, to secure the integrity of the investigation, I don't want to talk about artifacts or evidentiary matters that may have been found in the vehicle.
Were there any nearby aircraft either coming in, departing, on the taxiway and near this vehicle?
Yeah, from what the captain tells me, Captain Lubert, who commands our aviation division, I think the words he used were the airspace around the airport was free and clear at the time.
Just one person in the pickup truck?
There was a person and there was a dog in the vehicle at the time.
Was this a rented truck or was it their personal vehicle?
We don't know, and I think at this time, even though I did, I probably don't feel comfortable sharing at this time.
When you say 6 minutes, this individual was driving, you know, on the taxiway for 6 minutes, or did he get out of the vehicle at some point?
No, the 6 minute clock begins at the stage where the gate was breached, and from everything that we know so far, there wasn't a driving around behavior. It was more linear in terms of the direction the driver was going in.
Where's the dog now?
We have safeguarded the dog. We are making sure that the dog will be make sure that he's in a safe place right now. I think, remember, we boast of having the largest canine unit in the region, so we know how to take care of dogs.
We're calling this person a suspect, or?
At this point, he's a subject. Suspect would be a person that we don't know and we're looking for. This person is a subject.
And, you know, how did it go down? Did he surrender? How did this come to a conclusion?
Yeah, so, again, can't thank the transit police officers enough in terms of their swift reaction. We trained for this. In fact, we just recently had what we call a triannual training that takes these types of scenarios and plays them out to making sure that we have there's a successful response to our efforts. In this situation, officers know the airport best through conversations and sharing of information. Officers happened upon this individual standing outside of a training plane and immediately identified him as the subject. took him into custody without incident.
He was standing outside of a plane?
There's a training plane in the airport. It's near the center of the airport, and that's where we apprehended the individual.
Speaking about security measures, I know the fence around the airport was just recently replaced. What sort of measures do you have in place so that situations like this don't happen?
Well, to a large degree, we were prepared for what happened, you know, in terms of when folks intentionally breached the airport, there is a plan of action. Would we like for there to be an inability to breach? Yes, and we work hard to achieve that. But when it does happen, and we know that these things can happen, our job is to make sure that we're responsive. And we train for that, and our officers were responsive to that.
After this event, do you plan on enriching that gate? I saw that there was concrete barriers to the left of it. Do you plan on adding any additional barriers when you replace the gate?
Well, you know, after action briefing always sheds light on, you know, new and innovative ways of doing things. I'm certain we'll take a look at that. But at this point where we stand, everything was in order. There's nothing in disrepair. We just have to take a look at it, and if there's a way to improve to deter this from happening again, we will improve our efforts.
Did the individual drive the right way? Like, did they go past where you would pick up, you know, passengers down or guests downstairs and then drive that way and
right.
Navigate that way?
Yeah, we know that the Louis Colway is a counterclockwise traveling pattern, and this individual, we believe, did travel with traffic in the right direction.
Can you explain this training plane? What exactly is it? I think people are going to hear the subject is standing next to an airplane and, you know, wonder what was going on there. Can
sure.
you elaborate?
Sure. In terms of, you know, to run an airport, it takes a lot of players, a lot of departments, a lot of divisions. As you may or may not know, we want to prepare for, make sure our passengers are safe. And that could, so we prepare for all scenarios. We have a firefighting division. They spend time training on the plane in case of emergencies, putting out fires, assisting people with evacuations. And then on the other side of it, we want to prepare for, as you can imagine, terrorism-related events that may take place revolving around a plane. So there are a lot of security concerns as we're in the business of aviation business that we've got to consider as first responders. And so a training plane allows us to do that.
Terrorism, are you investigating this as an act of terrorism?
We're not ruling anything out. That's the, you know, in terms of doing your due diligence in an investigation, we have very trained investigators. Our detectives are very trained, and so we don't want to rule out anything, but at the same time, we don't believe that the public should be alarmed in any way. We have rendered the airport safe. Captain Lubert, again, was instrumental in making sure I would be remiss if I didn't mention Lieutenant Lambert, who also was on scene very quickly, and we secured the area pretty quickly and rendered the airport safe. So the traveling public is safe, but we want to make sure that we have a complete investigation performed.
Does the traveling public even know what's going on?
Sometimes you never know. You know, folks are waiting at their gates. You don't know what they see. We don't know, but we do know that if you go on our website, there's information that allows folks to kind of learn what's going on at the airport. But I don't know. I imagine some were informed and some weren't.
Where is this individual in custody, Chief?
Well, right now he is in NFTA custody, as we work with our law enforcement partners, that may change.
To your knowledge, has anything like this ever happened here at the airport, or is this I know you talk about training for it, but has it ever happened yet?
Yeah, I've asked a few folks behind me who have been here many, many more years, and it raised some eyebrows, and I don't believe that we've seen anything like this in quite a while. I'm sure there's some stories that we could compare, but not to this extent.
It's rare,
very rare.
Despite the training, how scary was this situation for your guys? And I know the adrenaline has to kick in, and despite the training, how scary was this?
It's scary. Law enforcement work is risky. Again, we train for these scenarios, but here we are. Officers suit up, start their day, and as much as you tell them, you know, the day could change in a second, today changed in a second for them, and they responded. I couldn't be happier about leading this group of officers and our senior leadership and our command staff. They performed in a way that I would describe as outstanding, and although it was scary, they rose to the occasion.
Two quick things here, just so we're all on the same page. It's a local male adult is the subject, that's correct?
Yes.
And he's charged with?
Right now, the current charges we have are felony criminal mischief, criminal trespassing, burglary.
And could you speak, you know, kind of in the same vein here, my colleague's question, the seriousness of this event? Can you speak to, I mean, this is an airport, people want to feel safe when they come here. How serious was this?
Well, we're a very, obviously, connected country. If you look across the country, right, traveling, making sure that the public feels safe when they travel is a big concern. It's one of our major principles in terms of what we do as policing. So we spend time making sure the officers are aware of the purpose behind the work they do. This is a very scary event. But I think we should take comfort, if you will, in the fact that we have a highly trained police force. We have a highly engaged airport division that deals with these instances, and although it was scary, it because of our response and the way officers did respond, we had a successful conclusion.
And finally, was there any struggle with the subject? They surrendered, or?
Yeah, he was taken into custody without incident, which means there was no struggle. Officers were not at that time did not have to use force to place him in custody.
So he was driving for. Reached the gate, and he said it was 6 minutes until he was arrested, right?
That's correct, approximately.
And so was he driving most of that time?
At some point, he did stop the vehicle. He was taken into custody after he had stopped the vehicle.
Were you here during this, or were you making your way here?
At the time when the call came out, I was making my way here.
Yeah. Why burglary? Did he take something?
Well, the burglary charge is when you criminal trespasses entering an area that's been designed in a way to keep outsiders out. Burglary is when you enter inside the interior part of an object or building or artifact and without permission to do so.
Okay.
Just for clarification, the three charges, criminal mischief, trespassing, burglary, are all federal charges?
Those are not federal, those are state charges.
Last question, please.
Is the subject known to NFTA police or the Buffalo Airport?
I can't answer that at this time. I do not have that information.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.